going into 11th.
Going to 11th. Okay. Okay. Excellent. Very nice. So, okay. So we're still going to be on our way to go. So I'm in the car. So, but we'll have the shear now position. Okay. So, we've been discussing the Rambam's opinion on eating on Erev Shabbos. And the Rambam says that if you have a meal that you normally wouldn't have during the week, that it was a special occasion. You have a special occasion, so you can't make that special occasion on a Friday, right? So that's on page 8. Also, look both Udo Mishnah Be'erev Shabbos. They covered HaShabbos. Because it's not covered HaShabbos. I told this year, I once had a machlokas with someone in the family about having a celebration for, a special celebration, a special birthday, whatever. And they wanted to have it on Erev Sukkos. And I said, we shouldn't have it on Erev Sukkos. It's not right. Because of this halacha. In the end, we had it the night before. So that was okay. Rabbi said, okay. So
Rabbi,
you can't.
Are they mutually exclusive to have a suda or have a celebration versus drinking wine? Like, am I allowed to on a Friday afternoon say, do you know what? I could really use a glass of wine.
Yeah, I think you just want to have a glass of wine. I don't think that's a problem. It means a suda. Where's Shlomo Garfinkel?
He's right here. Good morning.
Hi. Where are you? You're in Tower 41?
No, not anymore. Not much
not anymore. See, my uncle's here in the car. So he's in Florida. So he used to have an apartment in Tower 41 my grandmother used to live in.
Okay.
On the 17th floor.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Okay. So,
I know that floor. The Cools live on that floor.
Yes, yeah. Cools from Canada.
The Cools from Canada, yeah. So my uncle said the Cools from Canada.
There you go.
Yeah, you see? So you see, now I give shiur on Zoom, Terry, and I can have someone from Florida be in the shiur at the same time.
You get around.
Okay. Okay, so so that's...
Ready?
So that's... Yes.
So, but we also learned last time with the Magi Mishnah... With Magi Mishnah, that was in reference to a special suda. So does that also mean that if I want, like, say, a burger and wine, but it's like, but I don't make it into like a suda, like I just have like a small slider and a glass of wine.
Yeah, you just want a cup of wine. You can have a cup of wine. I don't think that's.
But I can't have like a burger. I can't have like a little steak.
We're talking about meat. But if you want to have a meal, in other words, if it's a regular meal that you would have on for lunch, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's you have lunch on Wednesday, you have lunch on Thursday, you have lunch on Erev Shabbos. So that you can have, you know, in the morning.
Kirby, what happens if the big suda with a glass of wine and meat is the norm? What happens if every day, you know, maybe you're very wealthy or... every day you have a classic suda that you would have on...
I don't know, every day you have a suda on Gantz Yor Freilich. You know, it's a little hard to say that you have a suda every day, a special suda every day. I mean, maybe if you're the president of the United States or something, you know. But, you know, usually you don't have that. So that's the first din. I've also looked for a suda, Mishnah Be'er Shabbos, that's even in the morning. But then it says, Mutar Lechov Lishtos Ad Shetechshach. So the way the Magid Mishnah was mashma is not a suda, but I'm going to show you something today from the Alter Rebbe that seemingly, as Rav Gubin points out, is mashma differently. He says you could eat on Friday till night. Vavol piking mikvod haShabbos sheyimna adam min hamincha l'malam mikvod suda, but it's still not proper. It's, in other words, not proper. It's more kovedik to not have the suda in the afternoon. In other words, so to have a suda, so technically speaking, if you're eating the suda before 3:30 in the afternoon, so then you can have your regular lunch. And even you can have your regular lunch till the nightfall. But it's still, if you want to give proper cover to Shabbos, then in the last, last 2.5 hours of the day, you shouldn't have a meal on Friday, because it's not covered for Shabbos to have a meal on Friday. Okay? But the Alter Rebbe says, I'll show you the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he wrote the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is a classic. You should know the Shulchan Aruch Harav is a classic sefer in all of Klal Yisrael. Especially, it's like we really point out in the Hasidic circles, even not Chabad, you should know. In other words, my friends from Satmar, that's one of the key svarim that they use in Halacha is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So it's not only a Chabad thing to learn Shulchan Aruch Harav. So if you look on page 23. What? He says, Suda Shirogil Bo Bimosacho, page 23. Suda Shirogil Bo Bimosacho, so halacha test. He says, Suda Shirogil Bo Bimosacho, anything that you normally have on a regular weekday, Dain Suda Katana, She'ena Shal Mishnah, Minadin Mutter Loch Lobachol Hayom. So that's the point he's making. Really, Minhadin, you could have a meal. In other words, a small meal, meaning like a regular lunch that you would have, not a fancy lunch. A big lunch you could have on Friday, the whole day. Even right before Shabbos starts, you could have a meal. But it's a mitzvah, meaning it's more proper not to have a meal from Milchik Tana and... So that would be like 3 o'clock. If it's within like the last 3 hours of the day, you shouldn't. It was really technically you could have it. In other words, again, if you're having a fancy meal, that you're having a special occasion, that you shouldn't even have in the morning. And if you're having a regular lunch, that you could have the whole afternoon, even right. But that you can have even the whole, but it's proper not to have it for the last, around 3 hours or so in the afternoon. But the point that the Alter Rebbe is making is that mitzvah limana, he says, that means that really technically it's permissible, but mitzvah limana means it's a more proper not to have such a meal at that time, because still it's not covered for Shabbos. But technically speaking, you're not considered an avarian if you would have a meal if you had lunch late in the day on Friday. But if you have a special meal, even in the morning, a special meal, a fancy meal in the morning, which is not a meal that you normally, unless like my son Yisrael Pinchas, his bris milah was on Friday, so we had a nice meal Friday morning for the bris, but that's special because that's when it came out. So we'll talk more about having a bris milah on Friday, okay.
So everyone, the Rambam, yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, so everyone is learning like Rav Yossi, basically? Is that why we're saying?
In other words, the way the Rambam
is
learning.
As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah. In other words, the Rambam.
Because we learn like Rav Yossi, there's no... Okay. Yeah.
That's the Rambam, Shita.
But even the Shulchan Aruch
Harav... That's how the Rambam paskins, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We'll see. They're going to be other shitas.
Like right.
They're going to be other shitas. Okay. But the Rambam shita is that we follow Rav Yossi, and the simple pshat is that you can have the meal the whole ochel the whole lechad shetechshach.
Okay.
And you can have the whole meal. That's the.
The Rambam sounds like he's saying minamincha l'mala, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, I think, samach l'mincha.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a two yeah, right. He says samach l'mincha. Right. Who's speaking here?
Yoni Moisey from Providence.
Yeah, right. So it's a question of the half an hour. Right. Yeah, you're right. Right. In other words, Yoni Moisey is pointing out that the Rambam's mashma and a milcha l'mala means would be 3:30 and onward, so the last 2.5 hours of the day. And the Alter Rebbe is saying the third. Yeah. Okay. So now with the Alter, but the point that what Rav Goodman is saying, but the point from the Alter Rebbe is that that even though you could read the Rambam to say that. Because the Lashon HaRambam, if you look here on page 8, he says, "Umutar lecha lishtos ashetechsha." Right. So Aval Pike mikvod Shabbos sheimna. So, whereas he's saying that means mikvod Shabbos, he calls it mitzvah limon, meaning. It's a proper thing, but you wouldn't be considered an avarian if you did it. In other words, if you want to have lunch, Shabbos is starting at 6. You want to have lunch at 5 o'clock, so it's not the best thing. But if you did it, you wouldn't be considered an avarian. You wouldn't be considered that you really. But it would have been a hinder, sort of, to have it. To not have lunch then, only to make sure to have lunch either before 2.5 hours or 3 hours before Shabbos comes in. Okay. Now, if you take a look, the first Mishnah says, Samach L'mincha, right? So, the Gemara here on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph on page 2, and two lines from the bottom. He says, "Ibayilu samach l'mincha gedola tanan, or duma samach l'mincha ktana tanan." We'll have to see that Gemara, but the Gemara has the discussion that when does it mean? So we always learn samach l'mincha means mincha ktana, that mincha ktana is 3:30, and you know if you hold the day, if the day starts at 6, it ends at 6, so mincha ktana is 3:30. Samach l'mincha is a half an hour before. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Dilma Samach L'mincha Gedola. Maybe it's not a din of Mincha Ktana. It's Mincha Gedola, meaning, Rashbam says in the bottom, Mincha Gedola, Mishesha Osu Mechzel Lamala, and it's Marasias Tomin, Erev Shatah Balak Dim, Erev Pesach Chal Yos Mishesha. Erev Shabbos, and Nishka Mishesh Umechza, Vapesa Hagarak, Laminam Tavid Nishka. So it's Mecha, maybe it's Samach L'Mecha Gedola. In other words, Mecha Gedola is what? Is 12:30. And Samach L'Mecha Gedola would be 12 o'clock if the day is 6 and 6. Because, why? Because when did they. Because on Erev Pesach, that's when they brought the Korban Pesach. So maybe the din of not eating on Erev Pesach is not only about, so you should eat the matzah, the teyovim, but we're afraid that if you're going to start eating a meal at 12 o'clock, then when it comes to... You'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. You'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. So maybe the idea of Mincha Gedola is Samach L'Mincha is a din in Mincha Gedola, and it's a din that we're afraid that you shouldn't have a meal then because you'll be involved with the meal and you won't bring the Korban Pesach. Parenthetically, you know, the first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Psachim says that usually they brought the Korban Tamid. There are two Korban Tamids that are brought every day, in the morning and in the afternoon, Kevus Echad Tasev HaBoker, and Kevus HaShini Tasev Ben Arbaim. and it was brought at the end of the day. Why was the korban tamid brought at the end of the day? Because the korban tamid was the last korban of the day. It was the last korban of the day. So therefore, if you're going to bring the korban early, then you have to close shop for the day. You have to close shop for the day.
Aleha hashleim.
Aleha hashleim, correct. You have to, it means, Aleha means on the korban tamid shel shachar, meaning all the korbanos have to be after the korban tamid shel shachar. But once the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim was brought, it's over. No korban. Only one korban was allowed to be brought after the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim. What was that?
Pesach.
Pesach, the korban Pesach, right. Exactly. But everything else was brought beforehand. And but normally the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim was brought, you know, at the end of the day. And on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you brought it an hour earlier because we wanted to be able to bring the korban Pesach, you know, in the daytime. So there's the one time that we mocked him the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim. And when Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says, falls out on Erev Shabbos, then they were mocked in the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim 2 hours. Because not only you had to bring the korban tamid, the korban Pesach, before nightfall, you also had to roast it before nightfall. In other words, on a regular Erev Pesach, you bring the korban tamid an hour early, because the korban Pesach is brought afterwards, but then you could roast it on Yom Tov. But if Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, yeah, you're marked in 2 hours. Because not only do you have to bring the korban tamid, the tamid, the Pesach, before nightfall, you also had to roast it before nightfall. So on a regular Yom Tov, you could roast on Yom Tov. But Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, and so then on Shabbos you won't be able to roast. So you have to do it even. So really, it's interesting that the halacha of Mincha Gedola is, in other words, people have a minute, they daven sometimes mincha for mincha, the early mincha, like the 1:30 mincha, right? Or 1:40, whatever it is, right? But it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says that that's only b'di'evit. You know that? The Shulchan Aruch chol paskins that the daven mincha gedola is only b'di'evit. That's because why? Because mincha gedola, usually they never brought the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim by mincha gedola. It's the one area in halacha that the balabatim do more lechatchila than the yeshivas, because in the yeshivas they do mincha gedola. So the Aruch HaShulchan says if you have a tzorach, so you could do it even lechatchila, because lemaisa there's a tzorach to add the seder or you know whatever. So they're makdim, but technically speaking, it's better to daven mincha katana than it is mincha gedola. Because that's the zman that you normally bring the korban tamid shel bayin harbayim, because it was brought late in order to be able to bring all the korbanos before that. So it's interesting that when we say lo yochel, so it's a discussion in the Gemara. The simple pshat we always assume samach lemincha is mincha ktana, but the Gemara says that maybe what it's mincha gedola. And let me show you, Rabosai. Take a look on page 4 in the Ran. The Ran on page 4. Take a look. The Bayalam B'Gemara, Hai Samach L'Mincha, Yisamach L'Mincha Gedola, Yisamach L'Mincha Tana, V'lo Yifshita. The Gemara didn't come to a conclusion. Hilkach Mincha B'Chumra Odif. Unbelievable. So the Ran paskins against the Rambam. We saw the Rambam Shita is that what? That Samach, we know, Samach L'Mincha. Right? And then an Erev Shabbos, it's, you know, It's also, the Rambam says, the Kol Shav Yibna Adam in a Milchol Amala. So an Erev Pesach Tzomach L'Mincha, right? But the Ran paskins that on Erev Pesach you should not have a meal when from Tzomach
Milchol
and on. In other words, from around Chatzos and onward, the Ran paskins that you can't have a meal. Now, usually, for us, what's the meal going to be? I mean, because Erev Pesach, you can't eat chametz already, and matzah you can't eat because you can't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. So, if you're a Sephardi, you eat matzah shira, right? So matzah shira, so then you have a suda for matzah shira, so you can't have it on Erev Pesach, according to the Ran. The Ashkenazim anyway don't have matzah shira, because we're knowing that whenever we don't have chametz, we don't have matzah shira. But the Sfardim, they have matzah shira, the whole Pesach they have matzah shira. So the Ran says... The Ran says what?
You're really going to be Yotzel Teyoba.
So even though we don't have a Korban Pesach, but I guess since the halacha is that when they had a Korban Pesach, they would, according to that shita, they're not allowed to eat a meal from a half an hour before the Zman of the Korban Pesach. That means if the Korban Pesach is 12:30, already they shouldn't start a meal at 12. Right? So we don't have a Korban Pesach. Right, but nonetheless, the halacha is that what the Ran paskins that you shouldn't have a meal. So do we paskin like this, Ran? Well, so let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. I mean, because we've been focusing now on Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, right? Haven't been focusing on what's in the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't look up in the Shulchan Aruch about Erev Pesach. So let's look up at page 6 in the Shulchan Aruch. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Asa lechol pas bisho asiris ulamala kidei sheyochol matzah l'teyogun. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't have a meal on Erev Pesach from Samach Lemincha, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So you can have the matzah l'teyavim. So what do you see from the Shulchan Aruch? Does he paskin like the Ran or not?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Why? Because according to the Ran, you can't have a meal from Chatzos and onward. Okay, so let me show you now a Mariel. Take a look at the Mariel. The Mariel, page 9, Rabbi Yaakov Molin, and the Mariel is the key sefer of Minhagei Ashkenaz, right? Right, the Harav Hess, the Mariel, right? The key safe from Minhagei Ashkenaz. That's they put out Machon Yishlai, Mifal Torahs Kach Me Ashkenaz. So the Mariel, it's always, the Machon Yishlai put out this beautiful new Mariel. So the Mariel here is discussing, what about Sukkos? What's the deal in Sukkos? So, what should be the din by Sukkos? So, Sukkos, Lechora. Right, Sukkos should be the same as Pesach, right? Right, because a lot of halachas we equate Sukkos and Pesach, Tesvav, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, let's see what he says. Says the Mariel on page 10. The Lel Rishon Shel Sukkos, Shor Sheyilayla Tam Yochel B'Sukkah. So the first halach is you can't mekabel, you can't start Yontif early by Sukkah, just like by Pesach, right? You can't start early. The Alfina Tesos Tevtoch Haramatzos. Pasuk Siv Vervtoch Lumatzos. Umitam Zeat Zorich Lechel Kazayis B'Sukkah. Afil B'Yerdu G'Shom B'Malel Rishon. So that's the Minhag Ashkenaz. The Minhag Ashkenaz is that even if it's raining, you have to eat in the sukkah the first night. Right? That's the Minhag Ashkenaz.
Nice.
That's because you're a mitzvah might be chayav the first night.
Right, because there's no... So normally you potter when it's raining because it's a din of mitzvah, but Rav Abadi told me he thought that this din of the Ramah, of the Maril, is only if it's raining. But if it's mamish pouring cats and dogs, he thought even though the minhag of Ashkenazim is that even cats and dogs don't do it. But he didn't think that that's the posh of shah. He thought it meant that if you're mitztayer, if it's raining a little bit, so you attack the mitztayer. So the Mechaber passes the Yipotter from the Sukkah, even the first night. And the Ramah says Yichai, but he thought, if it's mamish, you know, a crazy situation, he didn't think that he couldn't imagine that the mitzvah is to sit in pouring rain. That's what he thought. He saw there's a din that the mitzvah is not, but if it's mamish, it's not just mitzvah, it's worse than that. He thought, that's his Kiddush. It's a mistaber, but, okay. So he says, "Mitamz et tzarich lechol kazayis sukkah fil b'yayin u'kshom v'leil rish, dumya de matzah." So just like by matzah, there's a chiv, there's no, you're never exempt from matzah, dumya de matzah, lo matzah li mifter nabi menu b'shominyan, matzah yichayim the first night. So sukkah yichayim the first night, even if it's raining. The tzarich nabi v'leil rish of the sukkah. So look what he says. The tzarech nami belel rishon the sukkahs. Next page 11. Lechol kodem chatzos dumi the matzah. And in other words, you have to finish the meal the sukkah before chatzos, just like by matzah, you're supposed to finish the afikomen before chatzos. And now look what he says. This is the key line for us. Lechay lo yochol odom be'erev sukkahs b'sheish lemala dumi the erev pesach.
Like the Ran.
Yeah. The Maril says like the Ran. The Maril says like the Ran. Lo yochel odom be'erev sukkahs mishay shos ulamala dumya de'erev pesach. So meaning, it all comes from, it's interesting, where does it come chatzos? Chatzos because of the korban pesach. Now sukkahs, there's no korban pesach, but we learn out that's from. Right? So he says, so by sukkahs also, you shouldn't have a meal on Erev Sukkahs from midday and onward. If you want to eat a meal on Erev Sukkahs, you should have it in the morning. You should have it in the morning. That's the Maril. Now, do we pass it like this Maril?
Nope.
How do you know we don't pass it like this Maril?
By virtue of the fact that people do eat on Erev Sukkahs,
no, or regular people, because we saw in Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch passed
right.
That on Erev Pesach you can eat a meal up till 3 o'clock.
Minchat Tana.
Right. So Kor, we don't paskin like the Maril. The problem is, I'm going to show you that the Ramah paskins like the Maril. Take a look. He did Hilchos Sukkah.
Oh, my shino.
Let's see what page. Let's see what page you're going to say. Find a page, everybody. Yeah, page 12. Look at Shulchan Aruch. So he says. So first, he gives you the. But look at the Ramah. Sif Gimel, the Rama Hadar. Well, Yochel Belaila Mishona, actually, Vaidai Laila, Vyochel Kodu Katos Laila. Then look what he says. The Yochel Biyom Bechatos Veilach, Kdesha Yochel Besuko Lateyovi, Dumid Achilas Matzah. So, first of all, he says a very interesting thing. So, the Ramah quotes the Mariel. Look, you see, Mariel. Ramah quotes the Mariel.
Rebbe?
So, it's a Pella, because the whole Mariel is based on Pesach. And then Sukkot we learn from Pesach. But if we don't even pass in that way by Pesach, so maybe the Mariel they point out does pass in that way with Pesach. But the Ramah doesn't pass in that way. So how can the Ramah bring down the din of the Mariel of Chatzos in Sukkot and not in Pesach? And the whole source, again, where does the Mariel come from? The Mariel comes from the Ram, like what someone said before. The Mariel comes from the Ram, as someone said before. From the Ram. And the Ram is by Pesach. And Pesach we learn Tesos Teslam the Sukkos. But we don't paskin like the Mariel and Pesach. The Ramah doesn't bring down the Mariel and Pesach, so how can he bring it down in Sukkos? Yeah, the Kasha. It's a Meredith Kasha. First, you know, my Rebbe Rav Goldberg always used to say, Magid Shir can't give a teretz to a Kasha unless the oilum first feels the kasha. He says that's why you always have to prepare for the shear, because then you can feel the kasha. Once you feel the kasha, then the teretz is meaningful. But if you don't feel the kasha, then I want you to feel the kasha. You hear the kasha. And look, when we saw the din in Hilchos Pesach, we saw the Mechaber says that it's from 3 o'clock on, Tzomach Mincha, and the Ramah didn't argue with that. Ramah didn't argue, the long Ramah here, but he doesn't argue with that on page 6 and then page 7. Kodum Shon Asiris. But if the Ramah is quoting the Mariel in Hilchos Sukkos, and the Mariel is based on the Ram, so then how can he say such a thing how can he say that if he's paskening not like that, he's paskening like the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach, how can he pasken like the Ram in Hilchos Sukkos? That's the kasha. Yeah, I want you to feel the kasha. If you, and then I want to, and then I don't want to tell you what the achronu say. I want to hear what you have to say. So first, I want you to feel the kasha, and then once you feel the kasha, how you doing, Yehuda? And then you hear the kasha.
What does Mariel say on Pesach? It doesn't
matter. I think the Mariel, if I'm not mistaken, I will check again. But I think the Mariel holds that on Pesach also. So the Mariel is consistent.
And Shabbos too.
And in Shabbos, I don't know. No, Shabbos, you wouldn't say that on Shabbos. No one says that on Shabbos. Because no, the only right. No, I don't think anyone says that on Shabbos. Look, but I don't think so. So
the Maharil says Beferush Dumya Derech Pesach in Hilchos Sukkos.
Dumya Derech Pesach, right? Dumya Derech Pesach, right? Derech Pesach. He also paskins Chatzos. So the Ramah is quoting the Mariel in Sukkos, and the Ramah never quoted him in Pesach. Mashmi, he agrees with the Mechaber on Pesach.
The Ramah himself says, Dumya Derechilas Matzah, when...
Right.
So it seems like even though he doesn't argue on the Mechaber in Pesach, it seems like he would have to if he says, Dumya Derechilas Matzah.
No, I have no problem with the Mariel. I have a problem with who?
Ramah.
That's who I have a problem with.
The Ramah.
I don't have a problem with the Mariel.
The Ramah also says, Dumya Derechilas Matzah. It's matter that he holds this by Pesach also.
Yep.
He's quoting the Maril.
And Hilchos Sukkah, he's quoting the Maril. But Hilchos Pesach, he's not quoting the Maril.
Right. Very good.
So, Lou, what do you say? The Maril, what's the problem? No, so we need a Yishuv. There are Yishuv. I'm going to give you the Yishuv itself. So I want you to think for yourself.
Rebbe, the whole thing.
Who's speaking?
Rowie Hertzfeld.
Where are you? From Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, yeah. Do you live near Kesher?
It's like 20 minutes. It's like a 20-minute drive. Not so close.
Yeah, I used to dive there. Many years ago.
I was saying that the whole thing I don't really understand the whole thing because... By Pesach, I understand why we have this idea that you can't eat because we said if it's mincha ketana, then you should be hungry for matzah, and if it's mincha gedola, then you have it's korban Pesach. But by Sukkot, there's no matzah that you're eating, and there's no korban Pesach that you need to bring. So,
well, right, sure. In other words, there's no matzah. But there's still yeshiva besukkah. You're still eating bread in the sukkah. So we do have that, right?
Right.
But we don't have a korban pesach. So if the reason really is the way Rashbam explained, because of korban pesach, then. But sometimes you can have like tesvav, even if it doesn't, the reason doesn't apply because lemaisa, it's still. Gzeir Shavu, that you're learning out one from the other.
Doesn't that even further the question? Because there are most saying that only by Sukkot that you have to stop eating at Chatzot. But then he says by Pesach that you can go all the way till 9 hours.
The whole source is there. So right. So, in other words, so again, the Maril is good, because the Maril says, Dumia de Pesach.
By Dumia de Pesach, it means the holiday of Pesach, not the Korban Pesach. The Gzeir Shava is to Matzah, not to the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, but I'm saying, he's saying that the reason why you don't, in other words, if you're learning like the Rashbam, the reason why there's a din of Mincha Gedola by not eating on Erev Pesach is because of the Korban Pesach. And from that, they learn out, the Mariel learns out of Gezerah Shava, Tesvav, to Sukkos. Right? And in the end, through the Ramah, doesn't bring that din. He brings the extension of the Mariel to Sukkos. But he didn't even hold from the original din of the Maril.
Rabbi, maybe like this.
Yeah.
On Erev Pesach, there was a Korban Pesach way back when, and we had the Gzeirah of Chatzos. So we applied to Sukkos. Now, however, today, we don't have any more Korban Pesach. So we're going to be more lenient and allow you till Mincha Ketana. But the original Gzeira was always at Chatzos, so he didn't want to change it for Sukkos. He wanted to keep it for Sukkos.
For Sukkos, we want to keep it, and Pesach, we change it?
Because there's no need to keep it for Pesach anymore.
Well, then why should we keep it for Sukkos, then? You want to keep it for Sukkos because we'll never have a Pesach, but we're not even keeping the original Pesach that they could do.
Perhaps.
Right? In other words, you want to say, okay, this is the way it was originally, so we're keeping it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
But then you should say the same thing by Pesach itself. In other words, if we're keeping the extension of Sukkot, because that's the way it was, because we learned it out from Pesach, then at least we should keep Pesach itself. Because by Sukkot, it doesn't apply. Because there's no carbon, like Roe said, there's no carbon Pesach on Sukkot. You know? Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you the Magen Avraham, and we're going to, and then you'll tell me whether you like the Teretz or not, and then we're going to end Shir, and then tomorrow I'll give you a different Teretz. But this way you can think about it even more. So the Magen Avraham is on page 12 in Sifkot Yud Beis, Mechatzos Ve'Eilach. So he has the kasha. In fact, the Magen Avraham, I didn't bracket it. So in page 12, in the Magen Avraham Sifkot Yud Beis, Mechatzos Ve'Eilach Tzorach Yid, the Maril Pasuk Gam Kein Gabi Matzah Kein, the Maril Pasuk that way by Matzah, the Moshe Kosos of Haranch Gam Kein, like the Ram Perak Arvei Pesachim. But according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach, that you can eat until 3 o'clock. Why should we be more machmir in Sukkot? Yeah, so that's the kasha that we've been talking about. So the Magen Avraham is this kasha. So let's see what he says. He says, he says, because what are we eating here? We're eating matzah. In other words, what is it? In other words, you can't eat regular bread. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you can eat up to 3 o'clock, it's not regular bread because it's chametz. So, and it's not matzah, which is also maybe considered regular bread. Also not. You can only eat matzah shira. Einu masbiya kol kach. Masha'en ken kan dachinus kach also mechatzos. V'tzorach yid. So he wants to say that on Sukkot you can eat regular bread. So regular bread is very filling. So he says the reason why the Ramah was machmir on Sukkot is because Pesach, when we say when we're letting you eat Peschatzos, we're only letting you eat matzah shira for this fire. It's only matzah shira, so that's not as filling. But on Pesach, on Sukkot, Erev Pesach, if you're going to be eating a meal, you're going to be eating regular bread. That's more filling. So therefore, we're afraid that you're going to lose your teyavim. So Mamela, that's why they were more machmir. That's the. But he says he's still not sure. So Tzarchi and Manoli. So Michael Mardubia Dachilas Matzah. But it's a little strange that because the Mariel is saying Dubia Dachilas Matzah, so it's a little difficult. But that's the teretz that he gives. The Magen Avraham's teretz. The Magen Avraham himself is you know not so. He says Vafshar. What's his lashon? Efshar, the Pesach Sheni Yochel Lechol Pas, Rach Matzah Shira Eina Must Be a Kolchach. But Hashem Ken Kan Dachilas Pas also Mechatzos. But by Kan meaning in Sukkot, if you're going to eat a meal, it's going to be regular bread. So then it's more filling.
But it'll be because he's eating 2 cases of wine on Pesach, so it's Mechatzos.
Yeah. What, if he's eating 2 courses of wine, so therefore what? So he's saying that that's why this is the Magen Avraham. So what I'd like to do tomorrow, as I'd like to have you think about it some more, and then maybe someone wants to give, and I'll tell you what other achronim say about this also. Okay?
I mean, it's especially interesting, especially hard to imagine, because Tosfos says that...
Who's talking?
Yehuda about it.
Yehuda, yeah.
It's especially hard to imagine, because Tosfos says that the whole reason for the Gzeira, was because of Matzah Shira, because you're going to fill yourself up on Matzah Shira. So it's like...
Right, so
it definitely does serve.
Right, it's a little darker because, yeah, matzah shir maybe is also filling, you know. It's not so partially right. You say the whole thing, the Torah says, so you fill yourself up with matzah shira. Right, right? No, so yeah, I want you to think of another teretz then. If you don't like the Magen Avraham's teretz, then you have to give me another teretz. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll...
Magen Avraham himself here.
What?
Magen Avraham himself doesn't like his teretz. He says
exactly. Magen Avraham himself doesn't like his teretz. He's just trying to think, what could it possibly be? What could it possibly be? So tomorrow we'll discuss more. And then we're going to give a third shita. In other words, so far we have the shita of the Rambam, right? And then we have the shita of the Ran. The Rambam says, Samach L'Milcham. The Ran says, Rambam says, Milcha Ketana. Samach L'Milchatana. The Ran says, Milcha Gedola. And then we're going to see a third shita. There's a shita. Okay, Rabosei. So let me just say hello to everybody.
That's your cup.
Okay. Who's here now? Let's see. Ezra Hagler, and Rav Yosef Katan, Roy Hertzfeld, and Akiva Poppers, and Yitzchok Carroll, and Moshe Carroll, and Yonah Moisey, and Yehuda Shitris, and Michael Malulu, and Ilan Sasson, and Rav Meir Kesselman, and Rav Yehuda Abadi, and Nathan Bauer, and Dr. Presby, and Benjamin Aberman, and Jacob Silberger, and Ari Glazer, Avishai Samoa, and Ezra Hess, and Yosef Katan, and Daniel Albert, and Renan Corin, and Yosef Katan. Where's Rabbi Levy? He's here. Rabbi Levy and Rabbi Alter. Okay, Rabosei. So it's always a pleasure. So this way, Baruch Hashem, we weren't Mavata Lashir. So I am now going to take my son to Yeshiva. Yeah. So we just got here. So it all worked out. Okay, so you should have a good day. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We'll see you on the Shmai. Kol Tov, have a good day.
Okay, have a good day, baby.
Kol Tov.
Good day.
Very good day.
Did you...